I think the event went well today. I think it was policed well today. There were two protests and another protest in Birmingham town centre. But at Birmingham International, both the Pegida protest and the counter-protest went peacefully and was well policed.
And what would you say about, you know, the fact that it was silent and there were no arrests on the Pegida side? I think there was one counter-protester. What were the challenges then for the police? Why did you have to be there?
We had to be there to keep the two groups apart. Naturally, there's a history of right-wing and left-wing meeting and sometimes disorder taking place. We really respect people's right to protest, but it was important that we kept the two protest sites separate, allow the protest to take place, and then allow the protesters to go home and people who were using the businesses in that area to go about their daily business. And that's what we did. So the challenge for us was to make sure that there were two protest sites, that different protesters were separated to those separate sites, and that they could go about their everyday business.
That was obviously part of the planning. What does all the planning involve from, you know, the start of these negotiations to today, and now it's finally over?
So a lot of planning goes into it. You saw there was quite a lot of police officers there, so we need to understand how many police officers we can get there on the day, sometimes cancel people's rest days. We're in constant liaison with protest organisers. We're in liaison with the local authority. There's a safety advisory group running that is responsible for example, the toilets, shutting the roads. We work closely with British Transport Police, who are in charge of the National Rail Network. So you can understand there were lots of different factors we needed to consider.
And I know you wouldn't confirm numbers before, perhaps because of an operational standpoint. Can you confirm how many officers were there now, afterwards?
No, as you can see, there was a considerable police presence on the ground. We can't forecast how many protesters are going to come and how they're going to behave. We didn't want to take any chances with this. We wanted to make sure people could go about their business, so we put on a considerable police presence. And hopefully that acted as a deterrent to anybody who did want to engage in either damage or hurting other people, because none of that took place.
Okay, so although like I don't have the number, it did seem loads and loads. I mean, why and how can you make a decision on how many police officers to put into a situation like that? How was that decision made?
So the decision is based on intelligence and also unknown. So you saw some of the disorder that took place in Dover on Friday. We didn't want a replication of that disorder. Even though the groups were very different as far as today is concerned, we go through contingencies. Okay, what happens if this happens? What happens if this many people turn up? And all of those make us decide how many police officers we're going to put on.
So now, like you said, you didn't know this group before. It's the first time they've ever marched here. So if they were going to march, well, they are going to march again, would you not commit as many police resources now that you know this one was peaceful, or is that too much of a risk?
It all depends on the intelligence we have. So information comes in from all angles around today and what's going to happen in the future, and each incident we'll deal with on its merits. So in the same way, some football games are very big but very peaceful. We put a small amount of resources on. If we have intelligence that something is going to change and that people want to get engaged in violence, then very much we will up the amount of police officers we put on.
And was that intelligence about the far left? Because Tommy Robinson said, all these police, they're not here for us. They're here for these, he termed them, very far left people have come to attack us. I mean, was the police presence as much there for the counter-protesters as it was the protesters?
Yes, it was. It was there to ensure both the counter-protesters had a right to protest peacefully and the protesters, so Pegida, but also if community groups were coming together, sometimes community activists come, sometimes people mobilise from the local community. And then a fourth group is around people who just want to use the businesses in the area. Now, we need to make sure they can all do that peacefully.
And Tommy Robinson said in his speeches, he said there'll be another march April, first Saturday of April, and after that, every Saturday, not necessarily in Birmingham, but every Saturday of the month after that. I mean, have you talked to him already about that? I mean,
we certainly will be talking to him, and we'll try and talk to counter-protest some of the anti-fascist groups to understand where and when that would happen next. Yes.
And how do you feel about potentially having to commit forces across the country having to commit these types of resources once a month, every month?
Well, naturally, we would like people to protest peacefully, and we'd like people to counter-protest peacefully so that the police can concentrate on really important things like protecting the vulnerable, dealing with things like domestic violence, dealing with things like child sexual exploitation. But similarly, we have to balance that with the respect, by respecting the right to protest. You know, that everyone has that right to do that. And if there is intelligence that they're not going to be able to protest peacefully, then that's something we need to consider in our policing response.